91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Consolation when you're a man that let you down, like a fool, fell in love with you. You turned my whole world upside down.
Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla, darling, won't you ease my worry?
Make the best of this situation, or I finally go insane. Please don't say never find a way. Tell me all my love's in vain.
Layla, got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla, darling, won't you ease my worry? Got me on my knees, Layla, begging, darling, please, Layla, darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Thank you.
I've been coming here for 40 years. Before some of you were born. And it's the best place I've ever played. It's the best place in the world. Thank you for everything.
Yes, that was Eric Clapton and Friends. And, of course, that was Layla. You recognize that. You might think that was the unplugged version or some other version like that, but no. That was from the new DVD just released in the United States yesterday called Planes, Trains, and Eric. And that documents his 2014 tour of the Far and Middle East. I don't know exactly where that was recorded, but he had accolades for the audience, obviously. And so that was Eric on guitar and vocals, Chris Stainton on piano. He did the first keyboard solo there. And then Paul Carrick did the organ solo, Nathan East on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and Michelle John and Sharon White on backing vocals. Always love it when he's got Steve Gadd playing with him and all those guys. They're all great. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And we're also streaming on the web as usual at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. So we have the return of the question of the week, because it's several weeks after our fundraiser, so we can do that now. And what we're offering this week, if you are the first caller with the correct answer, by calling 908-852-4545, we're offering a gift card to Piggy's Deli in the Mansfield Shops in Hackettstown on Route 57. It's a really big deli. I've been there a bunch of times. It's really, really good place. 908-852-4545. If you have the correct answer to the following question, how do we say this? I don't want to give it away with too much information. What Rodgers and Hart song did Eric copy the melody to for a very, very famous guitar solo? So tell us the Rodgers and Hart song and the song that Eric played that solo on. I'll give you a hint later if you don't call in with the right answer. So you got that? What Rodgers and Hart song did Eric copy the melody of for at least the opening of a very famous guitar solo, and what song was it that had that guitar solo in it? 908-852-4545. We're going to play some more Jack Bruce for you since we had such a good time. I had a great time, just a fantastic time, actually, last week doing an entire hour of Jack Bruce, mostly with Eric Clapton. There's a lot left over. So here we have Willpower with Eric on guitar.
Want a lot of talk about it. Want a lot of talk.
was Jack Bruce with White Room from his album Shadows in the Air, another interpretation of that song, and that, of course, featured Eric on lead guitar. And before that, we heard also from Jack Bruce from his album Something Else, which is basically something else minus the G and the last E and else, and then you smash them together and you get some one word, something else. Or I don't know, something else, I don't know. So that was Willpower from that album. And this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. That's all I have to say about that. We are going to, after the break, go into the Eric influence of the week. This week we're going to feature Eddie Van Halen doing an Eric Clapton song. So we'll take a break and get right into that.
Hi, Leon Kastner here.
And I'm Brian Kathanis.
We're the Treasure Hunters on Public Radio's Value This with Brian and Leon.
Before you got on the phone with us, we were telling people how we make stuff up when we don't know the answer.
That was like click and clack.
Yeah, there you go. So you kind of, yeah, from your lips to God's ears, we'd be that famous someday, you know?
So you just have to call us and join us on the radio. We'll help you figure out what you have and what it's worth.
Saturday mornings at 10 on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Kirkreach Retreat and Study Center of Bangor, Pennsylvania, TIP, Together is Possible, is a program providing resources and support to families of cognitively challenged young adults in the Slate Belt region. More information can be found at tip@kirkreach.org or by phone 610-588-1793 for the Kirkreach Retreat and Study Center.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
And before we get into the Eric influence featuring Eddie Van Halen this week, I just want to re-mention the question of the week. Nobody's got the question right yet. And so if you know the answer, 908-852-4545, and we'll answer the phone and tell you if you're right. And if you're the first caller that's right, you can get a gift certificate to Piggy's Deli in Hackettstown in the Mansfield Shopping Center on Route 57. So wait till I'm finished talking completely, because we can't answer the phone while I'm still talking, because it's not we, it's me. I'm the only one here. So the question was, what Rodgers and Hart song, very famous Rodgers and Hart song, which was done probably more famously by a 50s doo-wop group than anybody else. So what Rodgers and Hart song did Eric copy the melody for at least part the beginning of a very, very famous guitar solo? And I'll give you one big hint. It's a Cream song, okay? So it's the studio version of a very famous Cream song, a very famous melody from Rodgers and Hart song that Eric copied, 908-852-4545. So I'm going to talk for another 30 seconds or so. Eddie Van Halen was asked in reportedly his first interview in 1978. It was published anyway in 1978. What guitar players were you most influenced by? He said, that's a toughie, really. I'd say the main one, believe it or not, was Eric Clapton. I mean, I know I don't sound like him. Interviewer, you're more like Hendrix or Blackmore, Eddie. Yeah, I know. I don't know why, because Hendrix I like, but I was never into him like I was Clapton. And Clapton, man, I know every solo he ever played note for note still to this day. Interviewer, you memorize them, Eddie? Oh, yeah. I used to sit down and learn that stuff note for note off the record, the live stuff like Spoonful, I'm So Glad, Live, all that stuff. So that's the only guitarist he mentioned at that point. That was a really great influence on him. So we're going to actually play Eddie for this interviewer, playing the guitar part to Crossroads. Not exactly note for note, as he said, because every once in a while he kind of goes off on a bit of a tangent or kind of messes up the timing a little bit, but it's still Eddie Van Halen playing Eric Clapton.
You can play many different styles of guitar, can't you? I mean, you were telling me before Sure. You could play Crossroads note for note,
Which
I still love to hear, actually.
Okay, I'll play a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Bit. Thank you. How old were you when you learned that?
Before I ever saw Derek and the Dominoes.
So that was like in your teens.
I was right? About 15.
Eric Clapton, please,
vocal. 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Have you ever loved a woman?
let you tremble in pain. Have you ever loved one so much you tremble in pain? Let you bring your very best friend home.
Yeah, that's Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton, yeah, with his blues band, Nothing But the Blues. That was from the Martin Scorsese film, Nothing But the Blues, which chronicled Eric's tour that surrounded the From the Cradle album, which was Nothing But the Blues. If you asked him to play Layla, wouldn't do it. Ask him for Wonderful Tonight, ignore you. Just the blues. And that was one of the highlights of my life, was seeing that act at the Irving Plaza in New York. I was one of maybe, I don't know, 400 people tops. Unbelievable show. Unbelievable. So that was Have You Ever Loved a Woman from Nothing But the Blues. Started that set off with Eddie Van Halen playing Crossroads to an interviewer in 1978. Some of his thoughts appeared in the Guitar Player issue of that year. And that was his way of saying that Eric Clapton was his biggest influence. He copied every guitar solo. He said note for note, but obviously not exactly. And then we heard the master himself, Eric, on the classic Wheels of Fire version of Crossroads. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And yes, we did get a correct answer to the question of the week. So you can stop calling, unless you just want to talk. That's okay. So we'll announce the answer and play the songs and tell you who got the answer and who won the gift certificate in about 10 minutes or so. Meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and we're going to play something. Well, I'll tell you who it goes out to when we come back.
Hi, this is Natalie Dawn inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, Frightened Rabbit, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Napa Auto Parts, located on Willow Grove Street in Hackettstown, New Jersey, offering auto parts for foreign and domestic vehicles. Napa is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More information can be found online at NapaOnline.com or by phone 908-852-5080. Guitar Villa Music Store, with locations in Bethlehem and Quakertown, offering new and used instruments, sound equipment, custom instrument builds, music lessons, rentals, repairs, appraisals, and more. A complete listing of Guitar Villa's products and services, as well as location hours and directions, can be found online at guitar-villa.com.
And this is the Judy moment. This song goes out to Judy in Tannersville, Pennsylvania.
I couldn't world around me. It was you.
And that's Bruce Hornsby from his album Levitate. We heard Space is the Place with Eric Clapton on lead guitar. And we heard Eric's song Blue Eyes Blue before that. That's on the Clapton Chronicles album, the best of Eric Clapton. Didn't even know that because I don't have albums like that. But I got it on the Runaway Bride soundtrack. So, hey, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we have an answer to the question of the week. Alex from Great Meadows knew that the Rodgers and Hart song that Eric copied from for the Cream song Sunshine of Your Love was Blue Moon. So he gets the gift certificate, and we're going to play a Rod Stewart version of Blue Moon with Eric on guitar, and then we'll play Disraeli Gears' version of Sunshine of Your Love. Listen to the opening of the guitar solo and the melody and see if you don't see the similarity.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the moonlight. With no one to stay up for, I went to sleep at 10. Life was a bitter cup for the saddest of all men. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Without a love of my own, without a love of my own, without a love of my own, now I've a girl of my own. Thank you.
it's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise.
And so concludes this week's Crossroads. And stay tuned for E-Town with guests Frightened Rabbit and Natalie Dawn.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.